This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Baruchim Abam. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yud Beis. Yesterday we completed Sif Aleph. Today, let's try for Sif Beis and Gimel. Sif Beis. Heicha d'tzarach kedei aniva. In a situation where you need the strings to be long enough, kedei aniva, let's say they're all snapped, or two of them are snapped, whenever there's a requirement that the strings be long enough that you could tie a bow around it, the problem is the strings are very thick, and not because of the lack of length of the strings, but because of the thickness of the string. But if they were thin enough, you could make a bow around them. Kosher, then it would be kosher. Haga u'misharin b'chutin beinanim. We estimate it based on average size strings. Says the Mishnah Berurah, deha arukin hein b'chutin aniva. They are long enough to wrap around, to make a bow. Rak m'nei oivi eni yachal la'anoiv. The only thing preventing the bow is the thickness of the strings, but not the lack of length of the strings. Siv gimel. Kedei aniva. Now we come to a big machlekes. Again, we come to the Ri Hazaken. We have the Ri quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei aniva. L'Rashi min ha'anaf. According to Rashi, the kedei aniva is needed from the branch part, which means there are two parts of the tzitzis. There is the gedil, which is the braided part, the wound part, and then the strings that come out. In other words, here, you have this is the gedil. The gedil is the knot and the windings. So when we say it has to be long enough, does it mean the string has to be long here? And if it's snapped after a certain amount, it's still okay? Or no, this is of course you need. It's the anaf, the string that's unwound, that also has to be long enough. So that's machlokes rishonim. According to Rashi, it needs to be from the anaf. Ulari afilu nechtach kol ha'anaf. Even if the whole branched out part is snapped. V'loi nishar kedei aniva ela min ha'gedil. And you only have kedei aniva from the wound part kosher. It's still kosher. So the Ri is very lenient. All according to the Ri, you only need kenei aniva on the gedil. Minug ha'olam k'Rashi. The minug ha'olam is like Rashi, that we're machmir, that it has to be kedei aniva from the anaf. V'heicha d'layefshar. But if it's not possible, yesh lismaich ari, you could rely on the Ri. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh lismaich ari. Umutar loboish habeged. And you could wear the garment. So this is very interesting. We know the principle of the Beis Yosef is to follow the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. Rashi, we already mentioned number to Rashi, and usually is not considered a poisek. And the Ri is usually not one of the Amudim that the Shulchan Aruch is soimich on. It's interesting over here, the two poiskim that he brings are Rashi and the Ri, and lechatchila, the minog is to be machmer like Rashi. Otherwise, and if you can't, you could be soimich on the Ri. You could even wear the garment. Elbasif Aleph de Kasav. Earlier in Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber says, Heicha de Efsher Toiv Lachaish. So that sounds a little different. Right here it says, if it's possible, early in Sif Aleph he said, if it's possible, be choishesh for the svara of Rabbeinu Tam that you need two full strings. Here it says, heicha deloy efshar, where it's not possible, yesh lismoich alari. Meaning there, the ikur svara is lahakel. So if it's possible, be machmer. Here, the ikur svara seems to be lehachmir. If it's impossible, you could be meikol. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ula'el b'sif aleph because of hecha de efshir tevlach shlos Rabbeinu Tam perushe hecha de efshir limtsa bekal tzitzis achirim, where you could easily find other tzitzis. Aval insach lachzar achreim, you don't have to. So they don't have it in Z Berman's, I'll go to Eichler's. They don't have it in Eichler's, I'll go to Keter. You don't have to start running around. Imein mezumanu lefanav. If it's not available, oishi is about the ideas of material, but Sibur, or you're going to miss a minion because of that. Vahacha kasav here, so that's what it means earlier, that where it's possible, because Rabbeinu Tam, that is, if you have a readily available pair of Rabbeinu Tam tzitzis. But here it says, if it's impossible, you could be samech on the ri, hainu b'makam she'enim tzom tzitzis klal. If you're in a place where there are no tzitzis at all, yish lismach al ri, you can rely on the ri that it's good enough to have kedei aniva of the gedil. Mikamakam lo yivarech alav. Even though you're allowed to wear it, you should not make a bracha. And it is aser latzeis b'shabbos l'shus harabim. Now this is all a very big chiddush to me. The fact that you can't make a bracha on it, okay, I understand. Rashi would say it's pasul. The fact that it's aser to go out on Shabbos, well, according to Rashi, it's carrying. But how could you wear the garment? How could you wear this garment? According to Rashi, you're being mevatel, a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, of wearing a four-cornered garment, and you're not putting tzitzis on it. So you say, it must be that, but what do you want me to do? Otherwise, I'll be mevatel from the mitzvah of tzitzis mikol v'chol. So it sounds like because of the concern, I won't have the opportunity to be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. I'm allowed to hedge my bets and take a chance and put on this garment. Yeah, but I might be violating a mitzvah saseh. Now that's not such a big deal. Bracha levatala is a big deal. Carrying on Shabbos is a big deal. But why is it being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa a big deal? What do you say about that? And in such a case, you could be machsher, even if it's a little bit nifsak. I mean, the answer has to be that you can't make a bracha levatala because that would be proactively violating loisisa. You can't carry on Shabbos because that would be proactively violating carrying. But what would be the big deal if I put on this garment and I'm not yotzei mitzvah tzitzis? I'm only mevatel b'sheva al tasa. I mean, that's the only chilek I could think of. I don't think the difference is between the difference between an aseh and an iser is I'm not violating anything actively. On the other hand, if I don't put on this garment, I am not having the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Okay, v'da dechose inoy inyan lenifsak hachub b'makom hanekev. This has no bearing on what if the string tears where it's in the hole. The shama filo ri pasul min ha'Torah. There, even the ri would say it's pasul min ha'Torah. Upashut. It's obvious. Obviously, if the tzitzis are pasul, you got to take them off. It ain't going to help just to stand where you are and not walk down amos. The din of down amos is you should not walk down amos without tzitzis. But the din that you can't wear a four-cordoned garment without tzitzis has nothing to do with Dalet Amos. You can't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, period. Now, the Dersha brings an interesting point. It's mashma, the din of wearing tzitzis is, don't walk four Amos without tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah said something similar earlier, that you should put your tzitzis right after you wash your hands so you don't walk 4 hours without tzitzis. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, though, says that even if you're not walking, you should still not just hang around without tzitzis. The point over here is, that even though you shouldn't even be stationary without tzitzis, but it's worse to walk for amos. Gam lo yisakin tzitzis v'yda talis olav. Don't fix the tzitzis while you're wearing it. Ela poishtoyu masaknoi. But rather you take it off and you fix it. Okay, I think I have one very important akud over here. I think it's more than the fact that if you don't have a pair of tzitzis, then you're allowed to wear a reed tzitzis, because if the tzitzis are pasul, according to Rashi, you're only being mevatel mitzvahs aseh b'sheva al tasa. I think it's much more than that. Because what's the halacha if somebody is wearing dalet kanfos and he's not able to put tzitzis on it? The Magen Avram says, you're not even mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa b'sheva al tasa. Why? Because the d'oraisa is to put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment when you're able to. But if you're not able to, the Magen Avram says, a chiddush, ein chiyav livshoides ha-beged ela midrabanan. You hear this? So the Magen Avram has a chiddush. The chiddush of the Magen Avram in Simon Yud Gimel Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram, that not wearing tzitzis is only a bitul aseh, and if you can't do it, you're not over the mitzvah aseh. It's only the chiyuv, when you're not able to put tzitzis, you're not mevat the mitzvah aseh. You only have to take off the garment midrabanan. So then it would come out very clear why, if you have tzitzis that are pasul according to Rashi and kosher according to the Ri, you can't wear it on Shabbos. How can you wear it on Shabbos? You might be carrying. You can't make a bracha. It might be a bracha batola. But I'm allowed to wear it. Say, so how could I wear it? But according to Rashi, I'm being mevatel. Well, I'm in a place where there's no way to fix this thing, right? It's Shas HaDchak. I have no other way to get tzitzis. So according to Rashi, I'm violating a Drabbanan. Okay, we're only dealing with a Drabbanan over here, but also you have no other way to be Mekayim. And it's also, you say, but Drabbanan. We know, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. Yeah, but this is a Sheva Altasa Drabbanan. So I think that's the logic over here, that in the tzitzis that are puzzle according to Rashi, you are required, you should put them on if they're kosher according to the Ri. Why? You're being mevato d'oraisa. No, I'm in a place. D'loy efshar, d'einim tzom tzitzis klal. So I can rely on the Ri. And worse comes to worse, I'm not really being mevatel an asay d'oraisa b'shav al tasa. I would say based on that, Magen Avram. I think that adds Bior. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. Have a great day. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.